Good evening, everyone. I call the May 8th, 2023 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. At this time, I ask our guests from the American Lung Association to come to the podium here and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we'll play the national anthem, then I'll introduce you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and our still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Thank you very much. At this time, we're on general communications, and I would like to introduce our special guests this evening. They represent the American Lung Association. This week, the second week in May, is Lung Cancer Action Week. So we thought it was a perfect time to bring our friends in here. And Dan and Danny, if you want to introduce yourselves, and we'd love to hear about the great work that the association is doing, and then we have a citation to present to you.
Thank you so much. My name is Daniel Bowler. I'm the executive director for the American Lung Association in Rhode Island and Connecticut, and I'm here with my colleague, Dan.
Good evening. My name is Dan Fitzgerald. I serve as the director of advocacy and state public policy with the American Lung Association, and I lead our mission efforts in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. As you just heard, this week is Lung Cancer Action Week. So here at the American Lung Association, we have a very simple vision, and that's working towards a world free of lung disease. So ultimately, all of our work really falls into four main bucket areas. That is creating a tobacco-free future. It's working to champion clean air for all, ensuring folks have access to quality and affordable healthcare, and of course, defeating lung cancer. Unfortunately, we know that lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of men and women. We also know that last year, about 940 Rhode Islanders were diagnosed with lung cancer, and we lost 480 Rhode Islanders to lung cancer last year. We know that the number one leading cause of lung cancer is smoking, and the second leading cause and the first cause for those of non-smokers is radon. We know radon is a radioactive gas naturally occurring in our soil. Here in the city of Warwick, based on data from the Rhode Island Department of Health, we estimate that it's roughly one in three homes may have an unsafe level of radon. Thankfully, it's really easy. To learn more, you can visit lung.org/radon. You can learn more, and we have a really easy test where you can test your own home for radon. So we encourage you to learn more about lung cancer, and Danny will tell you a little bit more about a couple ways to get involved.
Thank you, Dan. There are many ways to support our mission, one of which is local fundraising events. We have an event coming up on Saturday, June 24th, called the Lung Force Walk. It's specifically focused around lung cancer awareness. And as Dan said, lung cancer is the number one cancer killer. So we really encourage you to spread the word about this event. It raises critical funds for our mission. It's family friendly, pet friendly, and it's a beautiful educational day at Roger Williams Park on June 24th. And you can learn more about it at lung.org/events. Thank you so much for having us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And I do have a resolution from the mayor and the city council. And it reads, whereas the second week in May is designated as Lung Cancer Action Week, and whereas every 2.25 minutes a person in the U.S. is diagnosed with lung cancer, and whereas lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths, and whereas lung cancer screening saves lives, and advocacy and increased awareness will result in more high-risk individuals getting screened, and whereas public support for research funding will result in new treatments and better methods of early detection, and whereas Lung Force is a national initiative led by the American Lung Association to defeat lung cancer, now thereby be it resolved that Warwick RI hereby designates the second week in May as Lung Cancer Action Week throughout the city of Warwick and encourages all residents of Warwick to learn more about lung cancer risk factors and early detection and take action. This resolution shall take place officially tonight. So thank you very much, and thank you for the work that you do for our entire community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're still under general communications. I do have a few announcements. I would like to make announcements of the upcoming budget hearings. The time of the budget public hearings will be on May 22nd at starting at 4 p.m. and May 23rd starting at 4 p.m. as well. And then we are looking to have a vote on the budget on May 25th also starting at 4 p.m. So that's a Monday and a Tuesday and then a Thursday. I also want to make a note that there will be public comment obviously during the public hearings for the budget, but also on May 25th, the day that we could potentially be voting on the budget, there also will be public comment available before the council takes a vote. So that'll be a Rule 41. We want to place that and give the public every opportunity to be heard on the budget. I also have one more acknowledgement that I would just like to make of how proud I was this past week of our fire department. We had over 50 off-duty firefighters who volunteered their time and their tools and their their own time to help a disabled veteran who has been unable to maintain his property. This is in Ward 7. Where this happened, the individual has fallen on some hard times. He's an older gentleman. He has lost his wife. He has some other health issues, and he just was unable to take care of his property. The fire department became aware of this. The union organized this cleanup on their own, and over 50 individuals came and helped out. I was blown away. I showed up with a case of water. I wasn't even close to how many people that they had there. Incredible work. If you go onto my Facebook page, you can see before and after pictures. It's unbelievable. And I think we should all be proud to be part of a community who comes together like that. This individual has come on some hard times. He served our country. He's part of our city. And these individuals, these men and women, stepped up on their own to do this. So I just want to thank them publicly. West Bay Community Action is also working with this individual. So it doesn't get to this point again that he has some resources available. And it's just a whole community coming together for one of our own. So I just want to thank all the men and women of the fire department who came together to do that. Are there any other council members, anything under general communications? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Council President. I'd like to take this moment to extend an invite to my colleagues and to also welcome you to share this information. On this Saturday, May 13th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the City of Warwick and the Rhode Island Military Organization will be hosting a boot camp breakfast. So I'm going to take a moment and just explain what a boot camp breakfast is. It's basically where we are inviting all veteran services, the Providence VA, the Rhode Island Department of Veterans, and numerous employers, as well as New York Life, which will go there with financial strategies for veterans. We are just getting over a pandemic. And it seems, if you notice, that there's been an uptick in commercials from the Providence VA. A lot of veterans have disconnected, if you will. A lot of veterans that are qualified for ID cards have not gotten them yet. They have not enrolled in the VA. One of the most important things to enroll in the VA is you may not need the services now, but 20, 30, 40 years down the road, when the certain items are diagnosed, I can tell you as a Gulf War veteran, numerous items are now coming up. Diseases, different connections. I know during the Vietnam veterans, Parkinson's is now rated as a result of Agent Orange. So it's good to get enrolled now, so therefore you're not doing it when you need that urgent care. This will go on from 9 to 1 at the Annex Center, at the City Hall Annex, which is the Sawtooth Building. New York Life is graciously hosting breakfast. They will have caterers there to serve breakfast free of charge. Financial planning for our seniors, as well as financial strategies for our veterans, as well as our seniors. And some of the attendees, if you pardon me while I read from my little script here, some of the attendees will be the City of Warwick Personnel Department, Electric Boat, Rhode Island Department of Veterans Affairs, the Providence Veterans Administration, again, to help on the spot get veterans their earned ID cards, AAA, New York Life, as well as numerous nonprofits that are going to be there offering volunteer opportunities to people who are interested in, of course, the Rhode Island Department of Labor and Training to help. They're looking for people to fill the over 100 state jobs. So I encourage, please tell your constituents and who are veterans and seniors about this event. It's the first one we've had since 2019, pre-pandemic. So we're excited about it, and we look forward. Again, 9 to 1 at the City Hall Annex Building or the Sawtooth Building this Saturday, May 13th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that this weekend was a very busy weekend throughout the city of Warwick. Rocky Point had their Spring Festival. They had between 200 and 300 vendors, and they had so many fun things for the kids. So it was a real great event. Also on Saturday, the library had a Star Wars event that was very well attended. Everybody dressed up in Star Wars. It was really good. And then yesterday, the Cemetery Commission, because it's a cemetery week, I believe, they did a real nice enactment of General Green's cemetery, but he was all dressed up. You know, he came out to visit, he said. And he had his wife with him. But it was a real good, presentation. I think they did an excellent job. But it shows that Warwick has been very active this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. And if anybody hasn't had a chance to see all the work they've done at that cemetery, park at the FOP. You can walk up the brand new stairs that they put up. You can see all of Appanag. There's signage. The Appanag Village Association worked with the city, and it is beautiful up there. So thank you to the Cemeteries Commission for keeping that up as well. Any other under general communications for members of the council? Okay, hearing none. At this time, I'd like the public safety to reconvene, and then we will go into executive session. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. We're back. The public safety reconvenes at 7:39. We left off with there we are. The claim we are looking at is Rose Russo. The recommendation is to deny for numerous reasons. Any comments from the committee? Councilman Ricks?
I did not receive a copy of the recommendation memo. If you could clarify on the reasons for denial.
Any other comments from the committee, from the council, from the public? So as we have done all evening, I'm looking for a PCR to hold this till June 5th. I think it should be PCR 5523. I'm learning. So do I have a motion to hold till June 5th?
Move to hold to June 5th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm doing my piles. The next item is David Scorpio. And the recommendation originally was to deny. All I will point out is the dates, is that's the reason for the denial, according to this. And I'm seeing on the affidavit to the honorable counsel and on the affidavit, the date is 4-3, which would have been in the timeliness for it. They're saying they did not receive it till 4-12. I would like to err on the side of the claimant. So any comments from the committee? Councilman Ricks?
I do see that the affidavit, although the first page of the two-page packet states that the claimant notified the city on April 3rd, and we do see the paperwork also dated April 3rd. On the second page, it is notarized as of April 9th. That could be if the form was not filled out correctly the first time, and then the claimant had to fill out the affidavit separately a second time. But putting aside even that potential issue, I would also point out that the claimant reports a date of incident of March 27th, and we have a diagnostics invoice that's dated March 28th. So that aligns to the timeline. It shows credibility as to the date of the incident. And so also for that reason, in addition to the reasons that the chair expressed, I don't have an issue with the timeliness. I see that there's an invoice as well as three estimates. Everything, no matter how you slice it, is over $300. So unless there seems to be a different reason that hasn't been brought to my attention yet, I think that approval in the amount of $300 would be appropriate.
Any other comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Comments from the public? Comments from the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the last claim in front of us, so I get to it somewhere in here, buried, is someone talking to me? Oh, Elaine Veely. There's a recommendation to approve. Yes, I'm sorry.
When it turned on, did you give that a PCR?
Which one?
Scorpio. You just held that one as well.
We approved Scorpio.
You approved it?
Scorpio.
Okay.
All right. In the amount of?
All right. Am I back being good? All right, so now we're looking at Elaine Veely, which is recommended to approve in the amount of $300. Evidence seems to be in order. Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The back to the regular docket, and the first order of business is PCR 31-23, Angela Toldrin. My first thing is Angela here tonight? I do not see any hands in the audience. As the chair, I am looking to move this directly to the floor. The committee has already acted on this claim. It was held at the floor level, and for that that reason, I'm making a motion to move to the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The Public Safety Committee. I did that. That was the very first one. Huh? Yeah. Give me a second. Well, I'm sorry. Councilman McElroy is pointing out something. I thought I dealt with it, but the claim, clerk, the claim for Joanne Capuano. Do you have notes on that for me? That was the basketball. That was a favorable, seconded and voted. Yeah, that was dealt with. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. I have no problem with that at all. And the recommendation was for the amount of $329.99. Okay.
$329.99.
Thank you. The Public Safety Committee adjourns at 7:46.
The last committee this evening is the Public Properties Committee and is in order to begin now.
Who's it? Manny. Councilman Gephardt. And what committee is this? I had it. Yeah. Don't. No, he wasn't. I'm sorry.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 7:47 p.m. First, acceptance of the minutes from April 17, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
One item on the agenda for second passage. This is Councilman Gebhardt. PCO 11-23, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, JMR Properties, Inc., petitioner, Assessor's Plat 220, Lot 95, 5 Williams Street. Councilman, do you have a recommendation?
Aside from some members of the public that we heard from at our last meeting, who I believe had their concerns addressed, I have not heard from any others who have concerns. And I don't have any residual concerns at this point, so I would suggest we pass this favorably.
Do we have any discussion from members of the committee? Any discussion from members of the council? Any comments or questions from members of the public on this item? Hearing none, do we have a motion for second passage?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The committee adjourns at 7:48 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening again, everyone. We are now back in the full city council meeting. We have done roll call, salute to the flag, and general communications, and heard from the American Lung Association. Solicitor Walsh.
Prior to the motion to convene, is there any abstentions, recusals need to be filed on any matter that will be pending before the executive session of the council?
Yes. So I have presented to the council solicitor and the presiding officer, that is City Council President McAllister, that I am formally recusing myself from the matter entitled Restitution for Healthcare Premiums, Stephen Marola, for the reasons stated in that memoranda, and therefore I'll read the bottom section of the notice, or rather the statement. Subsection A, in compliance with Rhode Island General Laws, Section 3614.6.1, I hereby recuse myself from participating in the discussion of, or taking official action relating to said matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item then would be a motion to convene into executive session pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws 4246-5A2.
Councilwoman Travis, will you make that motion to move to executive session?
Regarding pending potential litigation, Boeing securities fraud class action litigation, and restitution for retiree healthcare premiums, Stephen Marola, as well as pursuant to 4246-5A3, regarding matters of security, City of Warwick cybersecurity posture and overview briefing.
I make a motion that we adjourn to a executive session for all those reasons.
Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Foley. Roll call. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action to move into executive session.
McAllister?
Yes.
Foley?
Yes.
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 Epstein.
Yes.
Thank you. The City Council is now in executive session. Good evening, everyone. We are now back in the full council meeting. If you're watching from home, we have done roll call, salute to the flag, general communications, acceptance of the minutes, and now I'm going to go to Solicitor Walsh.
The Warwick City Council convened an executive session pursuant to 4246-5A2 regarding pending potential litigation, the Boeing securities fraud class action litigation, and restitution for retiree healthcare premium Stephen Marola. It also convened in an executive session regarding matters of security under 4246-5A3, and that was pertaining to the City of Warwick's cybersecurity posture and overview briefing. There were two votes taken, one of which was a unanimous motion with one with Councilman Ricks abstaining to return to open session. It would now be in order to entertain a motion to seal the executive session minutes.
Councilwoman Travis.
I make a motion that we seal the minutes.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We're going to do a roll call on that. Can I have the clerk will call the roll to seal the minutes.
Counselor?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Abstain.
Sorry.
All right, we are now on number one on the agenda this evening. It's announcements of appointments. Councilman Gephardt.
All right. First up is to the Board of Public Safety, James Pellucci. Second is to the Planning Board, Alfred North. Third is to the Warwick Housing Authority, William Facenti.
Thank you. Number two this evening is appointments requiring confirmation. Committee report, appointments.
First up to the Historic District Commission was John F. Smith. Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley. Second by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on this appointment that were not asked earlier this evening? It's been moved in second. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action for John Smith.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Thank you. The next appointment, Councilman Gephardt.
Next up was to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission, Kate Fitzpatrick. As Ms. Fitzpatrick was unable to attend this evening, we held this till June 5th.
Hold to June 5th. We are now moving on to the consent calendar. Number one is PCR 49-23, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you. Bid 2023-395, 2023-439, 2023-412, 2024-031 Alpha. (2024-031 Bravo), 2023-442, 2023-407, 2023-338, 2023-444, 2024-025, 2024-015, 2022-286 Bravo, 2024-017, 2023-438, 2023-419, 2024-009 Delta, 2024-024, 2023-417, 2023-073, 2024-021, 2024-022, 2024-023, 2024-026, 2023-432, 2023-420, 2022-389, 2024-028, 2023-455, 2023-454, 2023-450, 2023-453, 2023-453. And that concludes the bid package, Mr. President.
Are there any questions or comments on PCR 49-23 that were not asked earlier this evening?
Mr. President, I apologize. There was one more item. I apologize. 2023-441, that concludes the consent calendar for the budget and finance.
Okay. Are there any additional questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Number two under the consent calendar is PCR 50-20, resolution relative to claims. Committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
A favorable action on the following claims.
I would just get a PCR second by Councilman Howe and Councilman McElroy. Go ahead, Councilman Foley.
No problem. Joanne Capuano, favorable action in the amount of $329.99. Marie Jackson, approve in the amount of $247.19. And again, I apologize if I mispronounce this name. Anahit Kazadian, approval in the amount of $300. David Scorpio, approval in the amount of $300. And Elaine Veely, approval in the amount of $300. There were a few that were pulled with PCRs.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments on the public safety's resolution at this time? Okay. Hearing none. It's been moved and second. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, consent passes.
Thank you. The consent passes. I believe there's one item that's been taken off the Finance Committee, Committee Report. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I may be referring to the solicitor for this. It is former bid 024027 is now PCR 5223, improvements at crosswalks. This was moved favorable action.
Solicitor.
It was originally appearing on the docket as bid 2024-029. It became a PCR 5223. In order for us to correct the agenda item, which it would be in order for once moved and second, an amendment to change to correct the bid number from 029 to become 027.
So you make that motion, Councilman Howe, that amendment?
Move favorable action on the amendment.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on this?
On the amendment.
Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action on PCR 52-23 as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes. Motion passes as amended.
Thank you. Motion passes. I believe a few have been taken off the claims consent calendar. Councilman Foley.
Thank you. The first one is for Roberta Cuna, PCR 5323, hold till 6-5.
Hold till June 5th.
Next one is for Julie Lena, PCR 5423, hold till 6-5.
Hold till June 5th.
The next one is for Rose Russo, PCR 5523, hold to June 5th.
Hold to June 5th.
That's it. That
Thank
concludes.
You. We are now moving to unfinished business. Number one is PCO 18-22 sub A, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Latticer, Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on PCO 18-22 sub A that were not asked earlier this evening in the ordinance committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action for second passage.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you, second passage. Number two this evening is PCO 4-23, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Latticer and Councilman Gephardt. Any questions or comments on PCO 4-23 for second passage? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latticer?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Second passage, thank you. Number three this evening is PCO 9-23, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Latticer.
Move favorable action on PCO 9-23.
Second by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the ordinance committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latticer?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Second passage, thank you. Number four this evening is PCO 10-23, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on PCO 10-23 that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Blackstone?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, second passage.
Thank you. Second passage. Number five this evening is PCO 11-23. This is also for second passage. Committee report, land use.
Request favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Blackstone?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, second passage.
Second passage. Number six this evening is PCO 13-23, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on PCO 13-23? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, first passage.
First passage. Great work, Councilman.
Thank you.
Number seven this evening is PCO 24-23. This is going to be held until June 5th. Number eight this evening is PCR 31-23, committee report, public safety.
The committee had recommended at the last city council meeting favorable action on this.
So we'll make that as a motion for favorable. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on this claim? Councilman Snappy.
Just to point out, the goal was for estimates to be submitted, and it appears estimates were, in fact, submitted. So I have no issues going forward.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? What's the amount on this?
$300
is the amount. Thank you. Any other additional questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We're now moving on to new business on the agenda. First up is PCO 14-23, committee report ordinance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, first passage.
Thank you. First passage. Number two this evening is PCR 48-23. Would like to note that the entire council has asked to be co-sponsors on this. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Request favorable action.
Councilwoman Travis, could you move that for me, please?
Which one are we talking about?
PCR 48-23, the resolution to the General Assembly.
I got the wrong docket. I move favorable action on PCR 43, you said?
48.
48-23.
Thank you. Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Now moving to referral and advertising, PCO 15-23, an ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick, 989 Centerville. We're now moving to unanimous consent. We have one item, which is PCR 51-23, a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a contingency legal fee legal retainer agreement for litigation regarding the Boeing Company securities fraud class action litigation. So this was under unanimous consent. So first, is there any objections from any member of the council to hear PCR 51-23 at this time? Is there any objections? Okay, seeing that there's no objections, we will now hear PCR 51-23. I am looking for a motion. Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilwoman Travis. Any Councilman Howe and Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on PCR 51-23? And this was not heard in committee, so is there any members of the public that would like to be heard on PCR 51-23? Are there any members of the public that would like to be heard on this item? Okay, seeing none, it has been moved and it's second, so the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks? Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
I have a...
Nope.
No. No.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Two items, Mr. President. Under unanimous consent, yes. Resolution... Relative to transfers, supplement appropriations, and emergency appropriations?
You can do that on the regular docket session.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor of moving the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
I'm sorry. I'm getting, I know, but there's a question here from Councilman Howell.
I apologize, Mr. President, to my colleagues. It just says on it, unanimous consent on the contents is under unanimous consent. I just want to make sure I'm doing the process correctly in a timely fashion.
We're in the docket session. Are the items the transfers and the budget?
Yeah.
Yes, and the adapt and the tax rate.
We would traditionally assign those to the Finance Committee, which would meet 5 minutes before the public hearing and then refer it out.
Okay.
So it's in order for docketing here at this time, it doesn't need to be under unanimous consent.
Thank you.
Okay. So Ward 1, anything to docket?
Yes.
At this time? Okay.
A resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a lease extension with the House of Hope Community Development Corporation.
Public properties.
Public properties. Ward 2, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 3.
Two things, Mr. President. The first one, a resolution adopting and setting the tax rate for the city of Warwick for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024.
Finance.
Thank you. Second item, Mr. President, is a resolution relative to transfers, supplemental appropriations, and emergency appropriations.
Finance.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Just one.
Ordinance regarding requirements for claims against the city that are handled by city council.
Ordinance committee. Ward 9.
Pass.
And we are adjourned. We will see you for budget hearings and happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you, your wife. And you pass out that to mine too.